Well, Finance Wednesday this afternoon, we're focusing on money lessons you should pass on to your children. Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove, is joining us. Craig, the first one that I want to throw at you is credit cards. It seems to me like kids shouldn't have credit cards until they can get them in their own name and pay for them and really deal with it on their own. But is that the wisest way to teach them?
Well, you know, I think at the end of the day, when it comes down to credit cards, we have to balance convenience with what I call financial lessons. And I'll use us as an example. Once our boys got old enough to drive, we went ahead and they couldn't get credit cards in their own name at the age of 16, but we made them authorized signers on separate credit cards that had very low limits, a.k.a. $250 a month of spending, because we wanted to make sure they had access to money, but we also wanted to start teaching them some basic lessons of when's a good time to use it and when shouldn't you use it, and that monthly bill that comes is a great opportunity to have those discussions then.
So you don't let them have the $50,000 credit limit? That's a little bit high?
The answer is no, Cisco. Absolutely not. Cisco or Jennifer, would you ever do that with your high school child? Of course not.
No, I'm still struggling with whether or not to give them credit cards at all. But you are, I think, turning me around here because of the importance of not only telling them, but also allowing them to experience how to handle credit well.
Well, and Cisco, you're right, because my theory is the kids are going to learn about credit the right way or the wrong way, and best they learn the right way while it's under my supervision, because now that all the laws have changed under the Consumer Protection Acts, et cetera, the kids are no longer getting bombarded with credit cards at the age of 18, but I promise you they get bombarded at the age of 21. And if I can create some sound habit loops in the 5 years leading up to that, they have a better chance of being successful.
So, Craig, how young should the teaching begin?
Well, you know, when it's money in general, I think it's never too young, that old cliche. But here's just some super fast talking points. If the kids are 5, 6, 7 years old, we should teach them to save, but it should be visual. No bank account, no investing, just a clear, translucent jar or container that sits on the counter where mom and dad literally empty their pocket change into it. And it creates excitement because at that age, if they can just see the jar get full, they get excited. And then you take money out of that jar, turn it into some dollars, and let them buy something with the money. It's terrific. And then you just have to progress naturally as the kids age in place from there.
Is there a common mistake that parents make when teaching money skills?
I think the common mistake that we all make is failing to seize upon opportunity. And again, little eyes are always watching. And whether we recognize it or not, I think too many of us are teaching our children that they have not just a money tree, but they have a money phone, that they have a money card, because children don't even see physical cash be used by their parents anymore. And that's a problem because, you know, we're just not linking money with values. And more importantly, I think just by not talking about money with frequently, we're not creating this idea that money actually comes from work. That's a big reason why I don't like to give allowances, but we like to give commissions to our kids when they complete chores, because I'm linking work with pay.
A really good insight. Thank you so much, Craig Bolanos, founding partner, chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness and Downers Grove, joining us on Personal Finance Wednesday.
And join us at this